I've been living with the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5 for a few weeks now, and I have some thoughts. That's up next. Hands-on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass puts you in control of your online life by storing all of your unique passwords in a secure, encrypted vault. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass. Allow your remote workforce the ability to do their best work securely without jumping through hoops. Visit LastPass.com/twit. Hello and welcome to Hands on Tech. I'm Jason Howell. And wow, 2020 has been a crazy year for so many reasons. But in the smartphone world, it's been particularly nuts. Google has helped with the crazy by releasing a phone not too long ago, the Pixel 4a for $350. Talk about a value play. It was, in my opinion, a slam dunk. I loved the 3a last year, and they really followed it up with an amazing device this year. But now my attention has really focused to their next releases, and that's the Pixel 4a 5G, a step up from the 4a, and then the Pixel 5, a step up from the 4a 5G. I know that's confusing. It's a strange naming strategy that they're going with, but the 5 is, in this case, the premium smartphone of the bunch. If the bottom rung 4a isn't enough of that Pixel magic for you, then you're left with a decision. Is it the 4a 5G or the Pixel 5? Let's take a look at what you get when you actually level up. Let's start with the Pixel 4a 5G. This actually releases on November 19th. And as the name implies, the Pixel 4a 5G is a step up from the 4a. It brings 5G capability along with it. Thankfully, they put it in the name, so you'll know that. It's a larger bodied device by comparison, but with the same unibody polycarbonate design. I actually like the design a lot. I use one of Google's fabric cases, so honestly, I'd never know that it's, you know, glass or aluminum or plastic underneath. The fabric case covers it up well. There's a fingerprint sensor on the back that's as dependable as ever. It's definitely my preference when it comes to fingerprint authentication on devices. It has a 6.2 inch 1080p OLED display. And yes, it's a standard 60 hertz refresh rate. I do love the higher refresh rate on a lot of phones that are coming out these days, but this doesn't look too bad. It's what we're kind of used to at this point. The images are sharp. They're not as sharp as the 4A, but that's only because the panel is a little bit larger while the resolution stays the same. So there you go. Does have a headphone jack, which many will see as a big advantage in 2020. Inside, you'll find a Snapdragon 765G, which we happen to be seeing in a lot of notable devices right now, and that's backed up by 6 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of storage, same as the Pixel 4a. And performance-wise, I have to say the device has covered the basics really well for me. I do, though, notice some slowdown in camera mode compared to my Pixel 4 XL, which is my daily driver right now. A little lag in processing here and a little pause before an element appears there. It's not horrible, but it's definitely perceptible to my eyes anyways. Camera-wise, the rear square camera bump is more filled out than on the 4A. It sports the legacy 12.2 megapixel main camera that we've seen in literally every Pixel since the Pixel 2. But it also has a 16 megapixel wide-angle lens. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to have a wide-angle lens. I actually enjoy a wide-angle lens on my camera systems, but I'm really missing the telephoto lens that was there last year. They replaced it with the wide-angle this time around, and I think it was a poor decision. I'm missing the sharpness of what I got out of my telephoto shots last year, and you definitely see the difference when you're taking a zoom shot on the 4A 5G this time around. Though, like I said, it is nice to have the wide. I just wish you had all three. As with every Pixel that's had the same 12.2 megapixel main lens, this one takes reliable shots that perform the way I expect every single time. It's the thing that I love most about my Pixel phones, but I also admit I'm getting a little bored. I feel like Google stagnated a little bit and the competition is really caught up. It's nice to have a dependable camera like what you do have on these Pixel devices, but I want a little more. I want to see that they're progressing, and hopefully that they'll choose to do that. Google's doing some cool things with software, of course. Notably, there is a new portrait light mode, which brings a virtual light into the shot that you can drag around, and it's very convincing when you use it appropriately. And there's also a cinematic pan for 1080p video shots that smooths things out, like something you'd see in a movie theater, if you still remember what those are. Those are neat features, don't get me wrong, but I really hope that Google learns from all of the good things that it's done in the past with its camera and puts that into a new and improved camera system on next year's phones in 2021. Really crossing my fingers that this is a focus of theirs to say, hey, we've done it right. We can do it even better. Finally, the Pixel 4a 5G has a very respectable 3885 milliamp hour battery. Battery life was never a problem for me on this device, which is subjective, I know, but it's ample in my daily use. There's even a new extreme battery saver mode that extends things by pausing most apps that you choose and also slowing down the CPU. Battery life, in other words, not a concern here. Truthfully, the differences between the Pixel 4a and the 4a 5G, I think Google planned them well. For $150, you get lots of things that many people would consider essential. You know, you get 5G, extra camera capabilities, better battery, faster processor. All these things are really essential in daily phone use. Can the same be said of the difference between the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5? Well, let's dive in and see. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by LastPass. What is it that makes LastPass so unique and vital for your business? IT and security leaders can take back control of password security. They'll have the control they need from a central dashboard. Businesses can customize admin privileges, ensuring that any given admin has only the right level of access. And you'll gain company-wide visibility that shows you actual progress. Leverage over 100 policies and advanced security features. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. The Pixel 5 is a $200 increase over the Pixel 4a 5G. And think of the Pixel 5 as basically everything I just told you about the 4a 5G, the same dual camera system, same Snapdragon 765G processor with 5G support, same 128 gig storage, but you get a smaller body that's made of aluminum instead of polycarbonate. That's a design choice that personally I couldn't care less about, to be frank, because, well, like I said, I'm going to put a fabric case on it. I never really know the difference anyways. The display, a 6-inch 1080p OLED panel, does support a higher refresh rate of 90 hertz, which is nice on the eyes, but it's a little bit smaller than what you get on the 4a 5G. There's a bump up from 6 gigs of RAM to 8 gigs of RAM, likely to make up for the fact that this, you know, Google's flagship, in air quotes, is running a good but still not top-of-the-line processor. A slightly larger 4,000 milliamp hour battery that does, yes, support wireless charging, and people who love wireless charging are going to love that feature. Now, yes, the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5 both support 5G, but the Pixel 5 supports millimeter wave, where the 4a 5G does not, which is kind of a bummer, actually, because those antennas are expensive, and as limited as 5G rollout is right now in the US, millimeter wave support just kind of feels like an unnecessary additional cost with not much upside for most people. And finally, it's IP68 rated for water and dust resistance by comparison. In day-to-day use, I noted minimal differences in how I use the Pixel 5 when compared to the Pixel 4a 5G. They are in so many ways the same damn device. The 5 is simply a little better in a few different ways, but at the core of how I use a smartphone, the 5 just ended up being kind of unnecessary for me. Now, finally, I want to mention that on both the Pixel 4a 5G and the Pixel 5, I had some sporadic SMS issues as well as some calls that wouldn't go through. It would fix itself when I rebooted the device. Obviously, that's not ideal. I was running a Mint Mobile SIM in these devices. Mint Mobile is a sponsor of Twit, by the way. I reached out to Google, who said that this was a carrier-specific issue that they're seeing with some carriers right now, but they also assured me that Google is actively working through it, so I would expect a fix on this sometime, hopefully soon. So then, after spending as much time as I have with these devices, what is my recommendation? Well, this is the first time that I'm not recommending everyone just go out and get the top-of-the-line Pixel device, and they have different options to choose from, so that's part of the reason why I would recommend the Pixel 4a 5G. I just don't feel like the value is really there for the extra $200 with the Pixel 5. Wireless charging, aluminum build, 90 hertz display, they don't necessarily justify, in my mind, that $200 increase. On paper, it sounds great, but in use, it feels just kind of unnecessary, and especially when competitors are doing some really compelling things in the same price category. Take the Galaxy S20 FE 5G, for example. Same price, offers a premium chipset, 120 hertz display, bigger battery, micro SD card storage. The OnePlus 8T is, yes, $50 more, but it also offers the premium chipset, 120 hertz display, crazy fast 65 watt charging of a larger battery that takes it from 0 to 100 in just a little over 35 minutes. Really exciting stuff, but there's always the Pixel camera argument that people come around to, myself included. It's been dependable for years, but it's stagnated. Things have really slowed down, and software features are really nice, but Google could really do itself a favor by focusing next year on really bringing back some excitement into its camera system on the next Pixel devices, and I really hope that they do that. Overall, my recommendation is for the Pixel 4a 5G. I just think, all things considered, it's the best balance of features and cost. You really don't need to spend that extra $200. Save it and go with the Pixel 4a 5G. And also keep in mind that the Pixel 4a is still an incredible value option. As for me, I'm going to do what I've never done before. I'm going to be sticking with the Pixel 4XL. It does a whole lot of things that these phones don't do. I'm used to it. It's large enough for me, and I've never done this before. I've never stuck with the previous year's version. I think that's saying something. You can catch my reviews on Twit, Hands on Tech, and of course, my other show about Android, All About Android. Thank you for watching.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.